Australian WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has had a win in his fight against extradition to the United States. He's been allowed to seek an appeal in the UK's highest court, but his supporters say he'll continue to suffer in the meantime. Europe correspondent Nick Doll reports from London.
Outside the Royal Courts of Justice, Julian Assange's partner Stella Morris emerges with a smile.
Make no mistake, we won today in court.
It's a small yet significant win for Mr. Assange and his legal team. The High Court has certified that the Australian's case contains a point of law that's of public importance. That means he can now ask the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, for an appeal.
What happened in court today is precisely what we wanted to happen. The Supreme Court has good grounds to hear this appeal. The situation now is that the Supreme Court has to decide whether it will hear the appeal.
The last time Mr. Assange's supporters got to celebrate was in January 2021, when a lower court blocked his extradition on espionage charges. A magistrate found the Australian's mental health was so poor that his life would be at risk if he was sent to America. But the US won an appeal in the High Court in December after it promised a package of assurances. They included an undertaking not to put him in solitary confinement and an offer to let him serve time in Australia if convicted. WikiLeaks editor Kristen Raffenson says those assurances and the way in which they were offered will be central to a potential appeal.
Everybody that has looked into those so-called assurances have condemned them and judged them as not being worth the paper they are written on. They actually entail in those assurances the clause that they can change their mind at any moment.
Mr. Assange faces 18 charges over the release of thousands of highly classified US documents. Some expose the killing of civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan. The US argues that the leaks put lives at risk, but Mr. Assange's supporters say the case is politically motivated and the disclosures were in the public interest. Stella Morris says the overnight court victory is significant, but there's still a long road ahead.
As long as this case isn't dropped, as long as Julian isn't freed, Julian continues to suffer. For almost 3 years, he's been in Belmarsh prison, and he is suffering profoundly, day after day, week after week, year after year.
Mr. Assange will have to lodge his application within 14 days, but any appeal could take months. This is Nick Doll in London, reporting for AM.